Welcome back to Community Accent on Fairfield County's refreshing 90.9 FM. This is Tina Gang, your morning host. Lynn Patchen is with us today.
Yay! Hi, everybody!
Hey, and we want to introduce you to Shirley Collins. She is a professional organizer, and she has
her
own business. It's called My Little Organizer. Very cute name. How are you, Shirley?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Shirley, we need somebody like you in our lives.
Amen. She's a God thing, I'll
tell
you.
Most people do. You know, even people who are kind of organized themselves, like in their jobs or whatever. I'm fairly an organized person, but at home, I need help.
I do, too.
Sister.
I'm a mess.
It's hard because, you know, you tend to come in the house and you just lay things down and then you're just like, where did I put that?
Exactly.
I forget where I went.
I know it.
So I was just gonna share some ideas on how to take control of your life
get
your life back. And
well, tell us though a little bit about you first, Shirley. Where are you from and how did you become an organizer?
Well, I'm from Pickerington. And I worked for an insurance company for 27 years. And
you organized them for 27
I
years.
I was very organized. I actually commuted for 21 years. And so I worked at home and worked in the office. And so that helped me on the office end to be able to be organized, take files back and forth.
It was necessary.
It was necessary. And I guess I've always been organized at home because that's kind of how I was brought up.
There's the key right there.
My motto is a place for everything and everything in its place, and that's kind of how I live my life. So if I go home and there's something on the counter that doesn't belong there, then
Has anybody ever accused you of having OCD?
Like, no, it's not. I don't think I'm obsessed about it, but it's constantly at my house. It's Mom, have you seen where this is, or do you know where that is? Because they know,
they know where it is.
Yeah, they know if I put it on the counter and it didn't belong there, she moved it somewhere. So
exactly,
where it should be.
Exactly,
and you're training them as your mother.
I'm trying.
Taught you.
Well, yes, my point is that you don't have to be somebody who's so overly extended about it that it's a stressful thing.
No.
But that this can just be a natural thing that you do. It's not, you know, you don't have to have OCD to be organized.
Exactly. And you just basically want to have certain places for certain things so you're not constantly running around trying to find what you need. You know, you're late for work already and you can't find your keys and, you know. So it's just basically to try and help people.
Here's the key. Always put things back in the place where they go, and they will never be lost.
There's the key. That's her motto.
That's it.
Right.
You always
you
have somewhere to put something, and you put it there every time.
Right. It's not that hard.
How do you suggest working, like, with your husband, trying to get him to cooperate?
Well, it's a work in progress.
Okay.
And I just feel like, you know, obviously with a marriage, there has to be compromise. So you can't be OCD if your husband's not that way.
Yes.
Now, the first couple months we were married, I heard was, where's my wallet? Where's my keys?
Oh.
And I thought, I can't live the rest of my life that way. So immediately I hung up a thing to hang his keys when he comes in the door and a basket to put his wallet in. And haven't heard that since. So
Wow. Excellent.
So there is, you know, it can be done.
It surely can.
So, but it's a work in progress. I mean,
so you're from Pickerington. Mm-hmm. You were in the insurance business.
Yes.
And what made you then start My Little Organizer?
Well, I retired about a year and a half ago, and I just knew that this was what I wanted to do. I like to be active. And so just sitting all day long for 27 years, I was ready to get up and start moving.
Oh, good for you.
And I have a heart for working with people and
being able
to help people.
Oh.
Because people get really stressed and overwhelmed. And I work with the elderly some where, you know, they get so much stuff and they've been in this house for so many years and they don't even know where to start.
Oh, that is so
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, and the problem is with that age group, like, change is hard for them and they don't want to let go of things either. They like their things around them. So how would what kind of people then would use a professional organizer beyond what you've just mentioned?
Well, I have like five main ones that I do, and one is like downsizing. if somebody's moving.
So categories. One would be downsizing.
Right, and that might be a senior or just somebody that's moving. And then, like, people that want to get their garage back because all winter they stored everything in their garage, so they had to leave their car outside and scrape windows. And
do you have a camera at my house?
No, I don't.
That's my house, too.
Exactly. That's
but I know a lot of people that don't even use their garage for their cars.
Right.
So, you know, to actually be able to make use of that space for what it's there for is a good thing. And then, like, kitchen organizing. If you have categories and things in that, or maybe your pantry is a total mess, mm-hmm. then, you know, I can come in and help with that.
So you can do just small projects or big projects. It sounds like you'll do just whatever it is somebody needs.
Exactly.
Tina, may I have some free advice?
Yes.
May I ask a question? If you have, you know, at my age, your parents are gone. My parents are gone and my husband's parents are gone. So things have somehow come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, okay, I don't, it's up in the attic or it's, you're not using it.
Right.
What do you do with those things and how can you let go? And there's a, like, old, we have old steamer trunks. Who would want those?
So are you wanting to sell things or are you wanting to, I mean, do you have
a good
attachment
question.
To things? That's what you have to
okay,
come
so
with.
You
what
have
you
to
are they keep
with?
Your things or got to get rid of them things?
Well,
right.
If I'm not using them. And they're not inheritable, then we're going to find a good either donate. Mm-hmm. Where do you donate and who would take things like that? And if people want to sell things that are pretty nice, mm-hmm. what would you do?
So I have some connections with, like, a lady from estate sales.
Ah.
I have connections with, like, auctioneers. So, for instance, my mother-in-law passed away last fall, and she had a lot of older items, and I just thought, well, they could be worth some money. I also sell on eBay and Craigslist, so
uh-huh.
I went out and checked on there, and it was like, I don't really see anything going for much. So I found an auctioneer, and he came to my house, and he took what he wanted, and he said, you know, I keep a certain percentage, and then you get the rest.
Great.
And so that works out great.
Great.
For especially, like, older people that have a lot of old stuff.
Right.
This estate sale person will come in and she can.
Does she charge to come in to give you an estimate? Like, what she.
Yeah.
Would...
She'll charge a percentage as well as the auctioneer.
Okay,
and then,
great.
And then he can come in and take stuff and.
For the home visit or just the percentage that he gets that he will. That pays for him hauling it away as far as what he.
That's
takes.
Figured into it.
Okay, figured as into well. It. Okay.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
Now what about those things that are not worth anything? Like, an auctioneer doesn't want them. Estate sale people don't want them.
How do you know if they're donatable even?
Yeah.
Well,
and when do you purge? When do you pitch?
Right. Well, there's obviously a lot of places that take donations, like Goodwill and those types of places.
Mm-hmm.
But my, what I normally do is I check eBay and Craigslist and just see, you know, what things are out there and what things have sold and go from there. If
it
doesn't
sounds like
appear,
a lot
has...
of work to me. Is that something that you help people do as an
yes.
organizer?
Yes.
So okay. you actually take you like have a consignment. If one of your clients has something that was decent to sell on eBay, you would do it for them and then charge a consignment
yes.
fee.
That's
oh, wow.
Correct.
That would be easy.
And speaking of consignment, there's also, if you have clothes that are in good
mm-hmm.
condition, you can.
Yes, we have a great consignment shop here in town,
yes,
too,
I've
and
used
you
them.
Probably have one in Pickerington.
We have two great ones,
yeah.
Dress Code, and then we have Bargain Boutique.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's I'm in the Twig, too, and we run that for the hospital, make
mm-hmm.
money for them.
Bargain and Boutique is a consignment shop.
Yes.
I did not
it's
know
wonderful.
That.
It's wonderful. We're over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on the East End.
Wonderful. All right. Well, let's talk about some of these things. We've talked about a little bit about getting rid of stuff, but tell us about downsizing.
Okay.
Yes.
So if seniors are, for instance, moving to a retirement village or maybe they're moving in with their relatives and they have an entire house to bundle
my.
Up, or maybe they've lost a loved one,
oh.
And that's very difficult for them, not only emotionally, but... and a lot of them aren't physically able
no,
to.
Right.
So you won't actually
things.
Help somebody move, but you will help them pack up and down and kind of get rid of things.
That's correct.
Very
I help
good.
Them down, you know, get
oh.
rid of a lot of things.
Do you take it away
through.
For them? where they need to go?
I mean, I can, yeah, we can do that.
Work on something. You know, you have connections. Who,
that's correct.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. I can make connections for the moving. I do the staging if they want that.
What staging? What's that mean?
That means get their house ready to sell.
Oh! If,
yes.
Yes. So God, I can, we can pack things up.
That's interesting because wow. As an organizer, you're also a professional stager. So that's
two different
very important things
to
note.
They work together.
Right.
Yes.
So, for instance, one of the people I'm working with now, we're packing her things up. And then as we pack them, we label the boxes and what room they go in. So when she moves, then it's just an automatic the movers, whether it's me
yes.
or whether it's you know, a moving company, they know what room things
exactly.
go in.
Exactly. So true. So yeah. helpful to have somebody
Very.
With you during that portion of life. If you're downsizing, moving, and the staging as a real estate person for 12 years, I can tell you, is so important to have your house staged for when you're wanting to move it. And packing mm-hmm. things up is the key. Packing
right.
things up and getting rid of everything that shouldn't be there.
And another key part is I can, once they move, they'd like me to come unpack and show them how to keep things organized and where to put them.
A fresh start.
You will do that as well.
I can help them with that.
A fresh start.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Well, we've talked a little bit about the garage. Is there anything else that you wanted to expand on there?
Well, basically, I just know a lot of people, and I've worked with a lot of people that, you know, they can't even use their garage because it's full. And the problem with garages and basements is you tend to just put things there.
We do. Mm-hmm.
And then you keep stacking more things.
Yes.
And before you know it, it's full and you don't even know what you
exactly.
have in
there. And right now I am so overwhelmed I can't even move with a garage
it is.
Or the attic.
That is the feeling.
Even my
yeah.
closet.
Attics too.
And you just
exactly.
shut down.
Yeah.
And
that
then,
is so true.
And then you don't even know what you have
no,
anymore.
No, we don't.
And
exactly.
so you're just like, I'll just go buy another one because I don't even.
Right.
That is a
we've
pet
done
peeve
that.
Of mine.
That, yeah,
so
we've
it's,
done that.
It's very wasteful.
Yes.
It costs a lot of money.
So true.
So,
Well, we are talking today to Shirley Collins. She is my little organizer. She has a place for everything and everything in its place, and she will help you get organized, whether you're moving, whether you're downsizing, whether you just need to find more room in your house.
Amen.
She will help you. We're going to talk more about that and her how long it takes and different things on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9 when we come back.